Our first question is, what is the Special Needs Trust Fairness Act, and what is its status? And we have recruited a real expert on this, who's not on our panel, to answer it. Jennifer Coulter will give us an answer.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, the Special Needs Trust Fairness Act is designed to fix the Scrivener's error in the law that allows us to create self-settled special needs trust. Right now, self-settled special needs trust, D4A trust, cannot actually be settled by the self. The disabled person, him or herself, cannot do it due to Scrivener's error in the law. We've been trying to get this passed for a couple of legislative sessions. Right now, where it is it's been voted out of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce. So it's on the House floor. It's waiting to be taken up in September. It's been tied to a couple of other Medicaid reforms, things like no more cosmetic drugs that aren't medically necessary, which I had already thought was the law, but apparently we're going to clarify. And tobacco cessation services for mothers of newborn children will be paid for under these reforms. So that's where it is in the House. Right now, we expect a vote in September. If you have an opinion, you know where to express it. And then we expect the Senate to take it up again in December. So hopefully we can get it passed before the end of this legislative session and finally fix something that's really caused a lot of problems for people with disabilities but no cognitive impairments who maybe don't have a parent or grandparent who can establish it. They then have to go to the courts and ask permission, which can tie it up for a long time and cost a lot of unnecessary money.
Thank you, Jennifer. Second question, does the Medicaid exclusion for transfer of property to a disabled adult child require the child to be single? That is, could that transfer be to a child who's married?